This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. On today's show, we're talking about home ownership. What does it mean? Is it the right choice for you? Buying a house is a complicated process, and it brings up a lot of questions. So today, we've invited Luis Barajas to answer some of those questions for our listeners. Luis is a personal finance expert here in LA, and he's a familiar guest on this program. Welcome back, Luis.
Thank you, Lizzie.
So we've been asking questions on Facebook to have people tell us about what confuses them about this housing market. And a number of listeners wrote to us with questions about short sales. Now, I want to tell you about one. Joe, he's a first-time home buyer in Washington, D.C., and he wrote in asking us about bidding on a short sale condo back in February. He's worried not only because the sale has taken a long time, but also because he's heard rumors that at the last second, the price can go up. So why don't you start by kind of explaining what a short sale is and, you know, is this a good way to get into the housing market?
Well, technically, a short sale is when someone owns a home and they're underwater, meaning that if they were to sell their house, they'd have more debt than they would get from the proceeds of the home. So now they're trying to get rid of the house. They maybe have lost their job and they're handing it back to the bank. And so what the wonderful thing is in the year 2013, this is the last year that we'll be able to do this, is that any debt that you will have to incur from getting rid of the house or selling the house, you will not be liable for it. You won't have to pay the taxes on it, because usually there's this thing called debt forgiveness. And if they forgive a certain amount of debt, you have to report that difference on your tax return and pay taxes on that amount. So until the end of this year, you have that on a primary residence. So everybody's trying to hurry up and get the short sales done as quickly as possible right now.
But what about this question of, can the price go up at the last minute? I mean, that seems to be Joe's worry here.
Well, it's not that the price can go up. What happens is that when you bid on a home that's in a short sale, what they're going to do is they're going to need a couple of things. First of all, it's got to get approved by the bank. Secondly, it's got approved if there's other liens on that property. The second or the third have to approve it. If it's in a condo or homeowners association, they have to approve. So it's a lengthy process. And at the same time, what happens is that they also have to do an appraisal, and then the broker has to do an appraisal who's putting a bid on that property. And so it becomes a lengthy process. It usually takes it 3 to 6 months. And so what's happening here with Joe is that he might need to just kind of, you know, go with the flow right now. They're going to try to close this property probably within the next month or so. But yes, you're right. The banks may say right now, because we're in a different kind of environment, interest rates are going up and property values are going up and it's a seller's market, they may not want to give him or accept his offer. They might want to wait a few more months to see if anybody else comes in with a higher offer. So it might be true. But again, you know, banks right now really kind of want to get rid of these properties and sell them. But there's a process there, and it takes 3 to 6 months.
So that timeline is kind of
okay. That's a reasonable time, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to move on to another question from a first-time buyer. Our first caller, Jen, she is in San Francisco. Hey, Jen, what do you do in the Bay Area?
Oh, hi. I work in research in Mountain View. So, yes, I am a first-time home buyer. And basically, my husband and I have been looking for townhomes or condos in the San Francisco Bay Area for the last several months. And so our challenge is that we're using the VA mortgage benefit.
Oh, because your husband's in the military, right?
He was.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been discharged since 2006. But since we're actively looking right now, our challenge is that we seem to be, you know, the VA mortgage benefit just isn't considered. We're basically at the bottom of the pile.
And you're in a very competitive housing market over there.
Correct. We are in a very competitive housing market. We have multiple buyers, and usually we just get, we put in an offer, but basically we get lost out to all cash offers. So I'm just wondering if Luis has some advice for us or for other people who are trying to use the VA mortgage benefit, if he has any tips or suggestions.
Yeah. Well, I do have some tips and suggestions here, but I want to share with you, again, it's a seller's market, and the problem is that a seller who's going to take multiple offers is usually always going to take a cash offer first, because that's guaranteed. They can close this property within the next 30 days. whether it's a VA loan or a conventional loan, they'll normally take anywhere from 30 to 45 days to close. And so I want to let you know that VA loans are wonderful loans. Years ago, it used to be that everybody was afraid of VA loans. And so my suggestion to you is to work with a lender who really understands VA loans, but also to work with the real estate broker who's out there, you know, getting you a property and who knows that they can close this as quickly as possible by going through as fast, by getting the right appraiser to come in and appraise the property as quickly and to shorten down that time period. So it always comes down to who you're working with, who the specialists are. So again, just make sure that the broker you're using is a VA specialist, the lender is a VA specialist, and do not give up. There are a lot of homes out there right now, but I understand what you're saying. It's a seller's market, a lot of people coming in with cash, but it's not because of the VA loan. It's because you're competing against all cash buyers. But that'll stop soon, and you'll get into a piece of property, but you just can't give up.
Jen, what's your reaction to that? Does that help you?
Yeah, that does. And we are working with a lender and a broker that is pretty experienced with VA loans. So I think, you know, from what I'm taking away is that it's just, you know, a lot of patience. And sometimes it's just the luck of the draw.
That's what it is right now. Yeah.
And
so, but again, a lot of people don't know about VA loans. And again, you can go in with no money down. You know, they've got concessions that they'll pay for you. So they're wonderful loans. And if other people don't know, go to va.gov and you'll get some great, great information.
Okay.
Jen, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right, Lewis, we have a couple of additional callers who want to talk to you, get some more advice. If you could just hang on for a bit, stick around.
I will be sticking around.
My guest this hour is personal finance expert Lewis Barajas, and we're taking your questions about home ownership. And our next caller is Steve in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
So you wrote us that you are renting right now, but you're thinking about getting into the market. Tell me a little bit about your current living situation.
Yeah, so my wife and I are recently married, and, you know, going along with that, we'd like to start a family, purchase a home in the next few years. Right now, we're in a pretty good place where we could kind of use that as a starter home, the rental we're in. But, you know, we have areas we definitely would like to live in. They're, you know, close to our work, kind of in good school districts. But we're getting more and more concerned with the rising cost of housing and mortgage that would probably price us out after, you know, things being historically low and now starting to go back up.
Well, this is Lewis. This is something people have been worried about. They're watching interest rates edge back up. What are your thoughts for Steve?
Well, let's talk about interest rates, right? I mean, as of, I think, this morning, the interest rates were at 4.59 a year ago. That's for a 30-year fix. A year ago, they were about 3.6. And so they have gone up. But not only have interest rates gone up, because of low inventory, the property values have gone up. So we've got a double whammy here. And then also, as property values go up, the property tax that you have to pay on that property goes up. And then you got homeowner's insurance that's going to go based on the price of the home. So it's really getting interesting out there for people who really are first-time home buyers.
You're making me nervous for Steve. What does he need to know?
Well, what Steve needs to know is that at the same time, it's all relative, right? We have interest rates that are still low. Even if you take a look at what we're doing is we're comparing against some of the lowest interest rates we've had in decades a year ago. Now it's 4.59. It's still a very low interest rate. It's very competitive. The problem is it's just looking around for some place that is affordable to him. And when you're buying a home, I don't want people to focus just on the interest rate. I want to focus on their affordability. Can they afford it? What kind of jobs do they have? Are those jobs consistent? And take a look at and create a home budget to see what it's going to entail to really own that home.
Yeah, I mean, so you're probably saying that it's better to kind of, if we can save up more money for down payment, that might be a better option than be aggressive now with a smaller down payment.
Right. What you want to do is, again, take a look at the economic decision you're going to make and not get caught up with sometimes the rising interest rates or the rising home values, because that would cause the problem with the subprime mess we had a few years back. And so you want to retain at least some common sense and a level-headed decision-making when take a look at how much you can really afford. So in case you lose your job or something, you can still figure out how to make payments. You'll have cash reserves. take a look at the big picture, not just focus on, I've got to make this decision because it's a knee-jerk reaction to rising interest rates.
Lewis, I want to just ask you, what's your rule of thumb for what's a good amount, percentage-wise, for a down payment?
Well, I mean, if you can afford it and you can put less money into the house, I would do it. If you can go with a 5% down or a VA, for example, a VA loan, you can go with no money down, but you can still make the payments and make the property taxes and it's still affordable for your budget, then I would do that. It really doesn't depend on how much of a down payment. It's also, again, affordability.
All right. Steve, I hope that's helpful to you, and good luck in your search. Keep looking, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Okay, we've been talking to people who want to buy, who are looking into the market. I want to hear from a caller who owns her house, and she has some other questions here. Our last caller is Leslie. She's in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
So you own a home. How long have you owned it, and was it a good investment for you?
The home has been a good investment in that I've been here. It's been 25 years or so that I've had the home.
Wow.
I did go through a divorce, which changes everything, so I had to refinance the home to get it in my own name. Did that in 2004, and because of, as everything was that way at that time, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to qualify, but I was. They were taking everybody. My credit rating is awesome. I ended up deciding on a 5-1 ARM. I had returned to school, and I figured by then, you know, I should be able to have the income and get into a fixed. Due to budget cuts and more, I experienced a layoff a couple years ago, and I've been unsuccessful in finding regular employment. So what I'm trying to figure out now, I've been fortunate in that these last years rates have gone down. So even though it adjusted back in 2009, each year, interest rates have gone down a bit. Starting to creep up, I would love to be able to refinance. But since I'm not what I call, I'm income challenged because my income, I don't show what I'm assuming mortgage providers are wanting these days, that it might be tough for me to qualify.
Well, let's see what Lewis has to say. Lewis, what are your thoughts on Leslie's situation?
Well, Leslie, you know, you've got a great, great question here because I think a lot of people are in your situation. And for most people that don't know what a 5-1 ARM is, I think when she got the loan, it was fixed for 5 years and then
Correct.
It converted to an adjustable.
Correct.
Do you know what the cap is or how high your adjustable can go to?
Each year it can go up 2 percentage points.
Okay. And do you know what the maximum cap would be?
You know, I'm sorry, I don't.
Well, that's something that you'd like to find out as well, because I actually have seen some of these loans where they can cap out as high as 12% or even or bigger than that.
Okay.
So what happens is this. Right now, you can go to a lender and take a look at and apply for a fixed rate. But what's your current interest rate that you're paying on this loan?
3.125.
Okay. So that's a wonderful rate. And I don't want people
exactly.
to think that all adjustable rate mortgages are bad mortgages. And again, we're not going to see interest rates rise a lot over the next couple of years. We know that, right? The Fed's kind of saying we still have to keep interest rates in control. And so right now, if that loan, that interest rate allows you to stay in that home, pay a lower mortgage and the principal and interest every month, you're comfortable, you're not feeling the stress of maybe being underemployed, then it might be okay to stay there. But you want to take a look at, though, if you can convert it to a fixed rate, maybe wait a little bit longer. Maybe the rates will come down and then try again. Remember, you've got probably a lot of equity. What you're telling me, you've stayed in that home for a long time. That tells me you must have a lot of equity in that house. And you've probably, since you got that loan in 2004, you've probably paid down a lot of the principal.
Yes, I owe less than 100, and the home is worth about 300.
Right. And as we know, most lenders don't really lend on the equity as much as right now is the black and white is the income, right? How much money you're earning and what you can afford to pay.
And that's what my concern is.
Yeah.
I'm subbing, so I'm bringing in income.
Right.
I've not been in danger of missing any payments.
Well, that's great.
Right.
And I have an excellent credit score. However, if they're looking for longevity of employment, and
you know what they're going to look for, Leslie? They're going to take a look at what other debts you have. as well. So you want to take a look at it. It's just not the your
well,
FICO
that's
score.
All I have at this point.
Then, Leslie,
you
would
student.
Be an excellent candidate. But again, I would talk to somebody who really is going to take your best interest at heart and say, you know, right, a 3.1 interest rate is much, much better than applying for a 4.5. And if interest rates are going to maintain the same, your rate's not going to go up that much over the next couple of years. And when things get better for you, feel more comfortable. You know, you might think about at that time refinancing.
Well, and that's what I've been doing over these past years, is just kind of sitting it out and kind of waiting.
Sounds like you're doing the right thing.
Well, I hope so.
You are. And again, just be patient. If for some reason you really feel that interest rates are really going to start to go up, find out what that cap rate, how high your loan can go. And then if you get scared a little bit, you know, you can go ahead and refi. I think you'd be an excellent candidate for refinance.
And you think I could qualify without trying to say I need somebody else to
great,
sign with me?
You said you got great score, no debt other than the home. You owe less than $100,000. You've been in that home for a long time.
Yes.
I think you'd be an excellent candidate.
Those are wonderful things to hear.
Well, I hope we made you feel a little better, Leslie. Thank you for calling us. Keep us updated on how you're doing, okay?
Thank you very much.
Take care, Leslie.
Bye.
Lewis, I want to put a slightly different version of Leslie's situation to you. What if you're talking about someone who has a higher rate on a mortgage, maybe a fixed rate mortgage that they got that's up there in the 6% realm? Should they be thinking about still trying to get in with these lower rates and refinance?
Well, yes. Here's the thing, though, that most people have, in the last 2 or 3 years, have refinanced 2 or 3 times. Every single time the rates went down like 0.5 point or 0.75 point, they refinanced. Very few people out there, unless they were underwater. But again, they can go through the HARP loan program in which they are, if they owe a little bit more, they can still refinance their property. There are other platforms out there that can help them. They need to look into that as quickly as possible. I would consider doing it now. And the reason other people might not have done it is because again, their property value wasn't as high. They didn't have enough equity. And now in the last, 6 months, we've seen property values just go up like 10-15%.
Yeah. All right, Lewis, thank you so much. It was great to have you here today to talk
Lizzie,
through these
questions.
Always
my pleasure. Yeah, I'd love to help people out here. And they've got some wonderful questions. Every time I come and sit here, the questions just keep getting a little bit harder and harder, though, I think, to answer.
Well, that's good. That's why I keep you coming back. Lewis Barajas is a certified financial planner, and he's the author of several books about finance, including My Street Money, A Street Level View of Managing Your Money from the Heart to the Bank. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
TV has given us so many iconic images of American homes, from the Golden Girls to the Cosby Show. Have some fun and test your knowledge of famous TV homes at marketplacemoney.org. And if your American dream has nothing to do with being a homeowner, let us know. We're asking people to tell us about their personal pursuits of happiness on Twitter. Tweet us at Radio Piggy Bank, and be sure to include the hashtag #MyAmericanDream.